Ramsey TV.
I want to talk to you today about different brands of tyranny. I think this is an appropriate topic in these days when we are looking forward. Well, not really looking forward, but expecting the rise of the beast prophesied by the book of Revelation. Tyranny comes in many shapes and sizes, and I want to start today with the most obvious form of tyranny that most of us can relate to, most of us understand, and then get into other tyrannical systems that are maybe not as easily recognized. Many of you do, maybe some of you don't, so I'm going to delve into the details of these. Generally speaking, anytime anything is mainstream, it has the seed of tyranny in it. It seeks to control. When I say tyranny, you might as well just say people controlling other people. There's a sick germ in humanity that wants to control other people. You and I don't have it, but a lot of people do. I never have understood what the desire was. I can't even, I'm trying to manage my own life, and that's a challenge as it is. Let alone I want to manage other people's lives. Some people have a skill for it. They get into politics. They get into government. So it's legitimate. We need good people who want to set up, maybe not so much run other people's lives. No, that's a bad way to put it, for the good people. I mean, the bad people definitely want that. But the good people want to make laws and administrate laws for the benefit of the human race. But throughout history, there have been people who just want power, and they want it for themselves, and they want to lord it over others. The first tyranny is spiritual tyranny. We've all been in organized religion. The Catholic Church is the mother of all harlots. This is the queen of spiritual tyranny. One thing you will find in common with all the tyrannical powers is the ability to mastermind a false front that looks good. And the false front will say to you that it is for your benefit. It will come across as this is a beneficial thing for you, and we are looking out for your good. As Ronald Reagan famously said, the 10 most scariest words you can hear are, "Hi, I'm from the government and I'm here to help." But a tyrannical power, that a power which will seek to lord it over you, put you down to build itself up, will always come across as wanting to help. But you have to look behind. You have to check to see if it's really what it's doing. The Catholic Church, we will tell you what you need to know for your spiritual growth. You don't need the Bible. We'll tell you. We can help you. It was a power play in order to hold the scriptures to themselves so that you wouldn't find out that you don't need them. That's the whole thing, is the power structure, those who would lord it over you, must convince you that you need them. Because the fact is, in every case I'm going to mention, you don't need them. You don't need them. Your life would be better without them. Let me go through the list real quick, then I'm going to go into detail. Spiritual tyranny, social or political tyranny, educational tyranny, environmental tyranny, information tyranny, and finally, what we're looking at today, medical tyranny. It's a false front. You can't buy into it. Just like scripture, you have to look underneath, find out what's really going on. You're not going to find out the truth on the surface. Just like scripture, just like the mainstream religion. It's easy for us to see that you can't just believe what they tell you. You have to look underneath the surface. You start to study words for yourself. You look into the Greek and the Hebrew, and then you find out, holy smokes, this whole thing's a lie. It's built on a lie. But boy, do they have a superstructure built. Scripture calls it in Ephesians the systemization of the deception. Another beautiful phrase inspired by God to describe any system that seeks to lord it over you. Systematizing of the deception. Systematizing. When something is made into a system where it's built up and it's official and it looks like the thing you should join and the thing that everybody regards this as, there it is. Everybody thinks this is the best. What's your problem? There it is. Because why? It's a superstructure. It's so organized. It's so well-funded. Everybody loves it. Everybody lauds it. Why don't you laud it and love it? Anything that everybody says is great, you have to be suspect of it. You have to be suspect. And we've all learned this with religion. What a system. But it's false. It's a false front. And it leads to death. The doctrines are false. You'll find that. The teachings are poisonous in every one of these systems that I'm about to describe to you, that I already listed for you. They're all poisonous. They promise you good and they deliver you poison. It's a false front. Spiritual tyranny. Well, you know, the Catholic Church. If you pay us money, we will get your loved ones. We will pray your loved ones out of purgatory. I mean, it's all false. And fear. One, another thing. Yes, you will find fear in every one of these. Fear. Spiritual tyranny, social and political, educational, environmental, information, and medical. It's fear-based. Fear-based down the line. Next, social or political. The example I thought of here is an organization whose initials, I have to be careful here because Big Brother is watching, and I don't want to get kicked off this platform because I'm saying something that's wrong. Unacceptable. Not that I, because this isn't my main thing. If this was my main thing, I would have no problem doing it. But my main thing is spirituality and scripture, so I have to be careful. There's an organization with the initials B. I have to space these out. L. And then M. Which is an acronym for the lives of those who are darker complected than other people, they are more important than other people's existences, right? But it's all a front. I see people wearing t-shirts that say that. There's somebody down the road with a sign, ma, on their front yard, not realizing that it's a front operation for communism. It's a Marxist organization that poses as a racial unity organization. We're going to bring peace to the races. It's all a front. It's all a fake. You just have to look under the surface to find out. But again, it's lies, but it injects the lies through a pretty pill, the sugar that helps the medicine go down. But the medicine in this case isn't medicine. It's poison. The first president of color in this country was Barry. I don't even want to say his name. You know who I'm talking about. And the thing was, you couldn't disagree with this guy or you would be labeled a racist. That's the setup. The setup is, what? You don't like people with darker skin? Their existence is more important than yours. You don't like that organization? Well, you must hate those people. It's set up so that if you deny it, then you're a scumbag. If you deny it, then you don't care. But it seeks to inject communist social principles into society. It's a societal lie, and it's done by pressuring the masses and posing as something good, but it's not. Posing as something good, but it's not. It seeks to tear down the fabric of society. And again, it's just like armies that put women and children in front of their army, or they put women and children in front of their military installations. They build schools in front of their military installations or convents because the enemy won't attack it because they use women and children to shield themselves. So these people use race to shield itself from critique, from criticism. That's what happened with that president we had for 8 years. Race was used to shield. And in the meantime, the guy tried to and did a lot, really, to undermine the United States of America, bring it down to size, cut it down to size, so that this new world order could come in. I shouldn't even say that. So that this new societal system could come in that would lead to tyranny, to enslaving people. It's all about power, folks. It's all about power. Power and money for a few people. And one other thing you'll find here is there's two kinds of people with all these tyrannical organizations. There's the ruling class and there's you. That's the way it is with the spiritual tyranny. They build a ruling class and the ruling class can do no wrong. They're the people you have to go to. They're the ones with the wisdom. They're the be-all, end-all. In the spiritual tyranny, it's the priests, it's the pastors. They know more than you because they have a diploma. It's all official. You see, it's a ruling class and the rest of you. The rest of you. They're the smarter ones. You're the dumb ones. Same with the political tyranny and social tyranny. Well, obviously, the people in Washington, they're the smartest ones. That's how they got there. No, it's not how they got there. They're probably the dumbest ones. They're the dumbest ones because they get out of touch with the people. And they learn ideologies that are poisonous to a happy life. They don't want freedom for you. They preach freedom. Nowadays, those who would put forward a Marxist system, which they want, they're now becoming more barefaced. They're just becoming more open about it. Before, they would hide it behind cliches, behind political cliches like, you know, hope and change. Are you kidding me? Hope and change. What a cliche. You can make that whatever you want it to be. That guy presented himself as a blank slate. Be whatever you want him to be. But in the meantime, the poison seeps into the system, and we're feeling the effects of it now. Educational tyranny. My God. My God. How did they get that across? There was, somehow, somebody decided that lobster was going to be a delicacy. What a bunch of great PR people. What a bunch of advertisement ad geniuses, marketing geniuses, to take a sea roach and to make it a delicacy that you pay $100 for to get at a restaurant. It's a freaking roach. It's a bug. What a marketing strategy that was. Well, it's another marketing strategy that says you have to have a college degree in order to be somebody in this life. Instead of learning a trade, learning a craft like the old days. This became a system. It's educational tyranny. It's a system now where if you don't go to college, I remember even my dad fell for it. I want my kids to go to college. I want my son to be the first one that graduates from college. That was the biggest thing you could do, the hope and dream of every parent. Because they were tricked, just like in the spiritual tyranny. You're tricked into thinking this is the best thing to do. And everybody else is doing it. And the professors, why, they are the be-all, end-all. They're the priest caste of the educational system. The priest caste. But what they're doing when you get people in there is they're poisoning minds. They have an agenda and they're teaching it to the kids. And we have the dumbest, I'm going to do a show on this, we have the dumbest society ever that's ever lived. The dumbest generation of human beings that's ever lived on the face of the planet is now. And part of that is the college education people are getting. I understand some people have to get it in order to have certain jobs. You have to jump through the hoop to get into the circus. I know. And if you can get through that and escape without being indoctrinated into some leftist cult, then, wow, you escaped. I'll never forget my son Luke wanted to go to college. So my wife and I took him. We wanted to go. We took him to Miami University, not here in Florida, but Miami University in Ohio. I'll never forget taking them up there for the orientation thing, and we all were herded in. At one point, you go to different stations. At one point, we're herded into this auditorium. That's when they tell you how you're gonna pay for it. Oh my God, what a racket! What a racket that they charge you an arm and a leg. They charge parents an arm and a leg and a head and any other appendage you might have in order to indoctrinate your kids and get them in hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt so that they can graduate and not get a job because they've learned shit courses like gender studies and God knows what else. I told my kids, if you want to go to college, you're going to have to pay for it. I walked out. I couldn't handle it. I told Marsha, I was starting to sweat. I couldn't breathe. I got to get the hell out of here. I said, Marsha, I got to leave. I'm sorry. I left that thing where they were telling us how we're going to pay for this kid's college education. I said, I'm not paying for anybody's college education. I told my kids, if you want to go to college, you get good grades, get government assistance, whatever you have to do. I knew it was a scam back then. Yeah, this was 2000 something. I knew it was a scam. I knew college was a scam. And smartest people in the world never went to college or quit college. It's a scam. It's tyranny. And they have their priestly caste also, the professors. They're supposed to be geniuses. They're supposed to be smart. But they're just a bunch of kids who never grew up. They never had to grow up because they never had to go get a job. They stayed in the education world. And yeah, education, what a misnomer. Environmental tyranny, global warming, okay, it's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. It's not happening. But if you can create a crisis, then you can save people from the crisis. I always said, I didn't invent this, but if you want to have a global government, and a lot of people do, a certain amount of people do, not a lot, but all you need to do is create a global crisis. Yes, someone you have to save everybody from. So you create the crisis yourself by fanning the flames of fear. What's his name? Oh, God. Al Gore. The Earth's going to be destroyed in 12 years. We don't have much time left. In the meantime, Al Gore's... we have to not... Be careful of our carbon footprint. You can't use too much gas. You can't drive anywhere. Limit your activity. Put your thermostat down. We need to live like we're in the 1899. 1799 you need to live. In the meantime, Al Gore's flying around the country on jets. He has several houses. That's how it works, by the way. And all these tyrannical organizations, all the rules apply to you and not to them. Oh, yeah. You have to watch your sins in the Christian religion. In the meantime, the priests are out there, you know, fucking little boys. Yeah, it's always you. You have to follow the rules. Yeah. Al Gore doesn't have to be careful where he travels. Al Gore doesn't have to put his thermostat down. He can have 10 houses. It's fine. That's how it works. It hurts the people. Oh, yeah, and all the people who are saying that we only have so long on the earth, it's going to be destroyed. These people are buying houses on the coasts. Oh, yeah, they're down here in Florida, they're in Miami, they're in New York. Well, I thought the coastal areas are going to be flooded in a few short years. Why are you investing all this money on the coast? Because they know it's BS. They know it's BS. It's to control people and instill fear. Everybody's afraid that their home is going to be destroyed. And they're so afraid that they do ridiculous things like segregate paper from plastic, thinking they're going to save the earth. I have a friend who won't put bananas in a plastic bag because it saved the earth if I don't do that. Actually, it's a lot better not to put them in the bag just for a practical reason. Yeah, I don't put my bananas in a plastic bag anymore just for practical reasons, not because I'm trying to save the earth. Because it's a scam. It's a scam. And if you research it, you'll find that out. And you find out that they purposely cook the numbers in order to make it look like it's happening, but it's really not. And then if it gets really, really cold somewhere, like record low temperatures, they say, well, that's a sign of global warming. And they just expect you to believe it. People do. Oh, the experts. Why? Because the experts said. They set themselves up as experts in every division of a tyrannical power. They set themselves up as experts. They're the experts. You're the stupid people. I got the diploma. You shut up. But actually, the people have more wisdom. See, there's information and knowledge, and then there's wisdom. It's a whole different thing to have wisdom. What we want is wisdom. Wisdom will help you see through the people who have the formal education and the diploma and the stature. Al Gore, you know, he's the former vice president. Is that what he was? Yeah, so what the hell? So we got to listen to him. He's got to be smart. No? No, he just has to manipulate data. Manipulate the data, and that's how you make it work. You manipulate the scriptures in the spiritual realm. That's how you make it work. You manipulate... different social facts, where certain types of people are living, what certain types of people are doing, how certain types of people are living, and you present this notion that they're living well, when if you go to their neighborhoods, they're living in abject poverty. They can tell you, we're a success with our programs. Then you go into the neighborhood, and it's a wreck. But you got to do it. You have to go to the work to undercover. You have to go undercover under the surface and find out what's really happening beyond the talking points, beyond the commercials. Information tyranny. My God. Information tyranny tyranny in the spiritual department is you must use the KJV. That's where all the good information comes from. You have an established outlet. And no, nothing good can come except from the house organ. That is the source of all wisdom is the King James Version. If you're not using that, then you can't get any information at all. That's information tyranny, where it's centralized, but it's false. Because the King James Version has been convicted of containing over 20,000 translating errors, as I've told you over and over again. in the social realm, in the political realm, we have certain television outlets that claim to be the source of all wisdom, but they're mainstream. I'm telling you, mainstream anything is suspect. So you got your main news, say, I don't even want to say them, but you know who they are. If you don't watch these channels, well, you're not informed. They're all the important people. We got USA Today, the New York Times. That's if you're not reading the New York Times, you're just not smart. I see people on airplanes are carrying the New York Times under their arm, and they think there's all that. But the New York Times is nothing but a propaganda rag. It's just total lefty propaganda. Everybody knows that by now, but apparently not, because these businessmen are carrying it under their arms. Like, I got the New York Times. What are you reading? Huh, the Cleveland Plain Dealer or whatever, you know. What are you reading? You got the New York Times. You're important. You walk around. You're important. You're important. The Pharisees used to like to parade around with the scriptures wrapped around their arms and on their head, and they would say their prayers in public, and they were all that, and the people would go, ooh, look at the important people. They do that in every one of these things. The president goes around, you know, in the limo and gets surrounded by the Secret Service, and oh, it's the president, automatically a genius. Not so. Educational. Oh, look at the professors. They have the robes. Oh, they have the degrees. They're just like elevated. All these people have uniforms. You notice they all have uniforms. My God. The environmentalist, Al Gore, makes a movie, you know, and it's like, well, this movie has been well reviewed. By who? The New York Times. More than now we come to the information tyranny. You had the main networks back in the day, ABC, CBS, NBC, when I was a kid. Now, thank God, you have independent news sources that you can go to and find out what's really happening. That's information tyranny. You have to get it from here. You have to get it from CNN or the New York Times, even Fox News, whatever. But no, it's independent. That's where you find the truth, under the surface, where the common people are sharing truth, where they don't have to toe a denominational line. They don't have to support the Hollywood wall. There's a Hollywood wall. All these things have a Hollywood wall. The spiritual, of course, the Hollywood wall is a church. The social, the Hollywood wall would be all the government buildings, the polished buildings in Washington, D.C. The educational, the Ivy Leagues, the colleges, oh, they're so venerable, aren't they? No, not really. The information is again the just a name, the CNN, New York Times. Oh, you're important if you listen to that shit. Now we get to medical. That's where we are now. My God. Can you see it? Can you see it? If you have a stethoscope around your neck, oh, a white lab coat. That's all you need. That's the uniform. If you have that, then you're automatically an expert. People listen to you. Lab coat, stethoscope. What a crock. What a crock. I'm not saying that there's not miracles done in the medical world. If you get in an accident and your leg's over there, but you're over there, they can sew it back on your body. It's a miracle. It's amazing. But when it comes to health, forget about it. It's all a front. And now we have the CV19er scam, total scam. The virus isn't a scam, but the fear is a scam. The death toll is a scam. Obviously, they're throwing every death into that to make it, to build it. Why? To build fear. Why? So you'll wear a maskie. Why? So the next step is you'll accept the vaccine to get you fearful all the time. I'm sorry, but if you're wearing a mask or you're not required to, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. I understand you have to wear one to go into the store. Yeah, but if you're out there jogging or on your bicycle, you're part of the problem wearing a mask. You're just allowing yourself to be used by these people. And, oh, we have the doctors on in front of the podium, and they're eminent, and they've got their diplomas. They don't know what the hell they're talking about because they don't know the first thing about health. It goes right along with the environmental tyranny. They build fear. They find this thing, oh, we're going to use this. This is something we can use to get fear, and that we can control people. If you can convince people that the Earth's going to disappear in 12 years, it's going to we're going to be destroyed because too many people are putting their bananas in plastic bags, then you can get people to do whatever you want. Same with this. If you can convince people that this is the most deadly virus there's ever been, and it's going to destroy the whole earth unless we do this, then all of a sudden you have people eating out of your hand. What do we need to do next? And you have the official people, the doctors and the nurses and But it's all a front. You're not going to get health in there. You got to go underneath. You got to find like vitamins and minerals and nutrients and homeopathic medicine. You can find people who can treat the body, who know about health. And they're all over there, but you have to go under the surface. Every one of these things, you have to get beneath the Hollywood wall front, the officialdom of it, and find out what's really going on. But the sheep will go for, the sheep will go for all this stuff. The sheep go for every one of this thing. The sheep are in the pews. The sheep are hanging on CNN, watching every detail. The sheep are reading the New York Times. The sheep are voting for Obama because they don't want to be seen as a racist. Those are the sheep. The sheep are just signing up to go thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt so that they can get a college diploma, so that they can say they have one, so that they can be broke and not have a job. The sheep are doing this. The sheep are the ones who are so afraid that the earth is going to be destroyed that, you know, they're segregating paper from plastic and think they're making a difference. And now we have in the medical world, people think they're saving the human race by wearing masks. It's a sham. It's a joke. It's tyranny. And these people are using it. Please, you people who see the spiritual tyranny, and most of you do, that's the easy part. Yeah, we see that. But all these other tyrannical things, it's the same thing. It's all the same principles. You got the ruling class and the rest. You think the ruling class are going to have to wear masks? We already saw Nancy Pelosi, no mask. Gavin Newsom of California, no mask. No, it's not for the ruling class. We're the ones who are going to have to get the shots. We're the ones who are going to have to wear the mask. Yeah. We're the ones in the religious realm who have to pray our relatives out of purgatory. They know it's all bullshit. And I think that the leaders mainly know it's all bullshit of every one of these things. The upper echelon. Maybe the second level doesn't know it's bullshit. They're preaching it like it's fact. But the people who are organizing it, they know it's bullshit. But they see an opportunity to occupy you, to rule you, to make you live in fear, to do their bidding. That's what it's all about. I say, if you can, resist it. Be a bit of a rebel. If it works in the spiritual realm, it'll work in every other one of these realms.